In the early days of Silent Hill, there was quite the controversy over the origin of the fire that burned Alessa during the ritual in which she was impregnated by God. Was it an accident unrelated to the spell, or was it part of the ritual necessary for its completion? An in-game article cited the fire's origin as a boiler, which some fans pointed out as proof it was an accident. Official publications, however, discuss the fire as part of the spell, which points in the other direction. Whatever the implications of in-game events or outside sources, it seems clear to me that the fire must have been part of the spell, because flames and magic have been intertwined since the earliest years of spellcasting. In fact, much of the modern spell present in the god ritual can be traced back through the history of magic. The oldest known civilizations in the world are to be found in the Mesopotamian region, an area in the modern Middle East which has been home to dozens of various cultures and historical groups. The Sumerians, Akkadians, and the Babylonians have been credited with much of the world's firsts. The world's oldest story, the oldest poetry, and the birthplace of the tradition of magic. The term may come from a Babylonian word, the Magi or Magoi, high priests or learned men capable of magia or magic. This magic was centered on ritual spells which came from books, which would later be called grimoires, which contained the rules and the words necessary for the spells. The concept centered upon the use of a sacred space, or zisuru, a magic circle drawn with flour, to purify and protect against evil, often accompanied with words of power written on the edges. Two of the oldest magical texts are the Maklu and the Serpu, both of which translate to mean burning. Serpu meant ritual burning. These spells were meant to aid the injured and the sick. The priest would burn objects meant to represent the sins of the patient, thereby ridding them of the evil which made them ill. Maklu, however, was focused upon defense against active evil. These spells were focused upon fighting evil sorcerers, and near all of them were addressed to the god of fire, Gira, and involved burning a wax effigy of the target of the spell. I turn to thee, I beseech thee, my hands are raised in prayer. At thy feet I have prostrated myself. Burn my sorcerer and my sorceress. Speedily may their lives be extinguished, but keep me alive, so that I may praise thy greatness and sing thy glory. Much of what is found in these traditions can be traced into other cultures, European cultures like the Greek and Roman, the Hebrew and the Egyptian, though all of them would develop their own traditions and styles of magic. These traditions also traveled east, first to India, as Aryan invaders from the north traveled south into modern India and conquered and absorbed the people already living there. The religion these people brought with them was known as the Vedic tradition. It was centered entirely upon magic. Over time, what began as a ritual offering to the gods became a highly ritualized, incredibly detailed magical tradition performed to keep the universe in balance. In Vedic tradition, sacrifice by fire is what keeps the universe alive. The first source, the primal being Purusha, was sacrificed to create the universe, and to keep the balance, this sacrifice must be renewed. The Agnihotra, or the daily offering to the fire god, was the central focus of this tradition. Only high priests trained in the traditions knew the magical spells, movements, words, and rituals necessary, and all of it was focused upon fire. Heat was the lifeblood of the world. This energy, called tapas, was what fueled all life and all magic, and was generated through the use of fire, heat, meditation, and activity. The root word, tap, meant to give out warmth, to shine, or to burn. Priests would relive the physical birth from the womb by covering themselves in ritual blankets in a special hut, meditating for hours, building up sweat and inner warmth in order to prepare for special rituals that required the use of tapas. The Vedic tradition would evolve over time and branch out into multiple different traditions, each inheriting some of the ideas and concepts created in those ancient times. Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, Shintoism, and the Tantric traditions all trace roots back to the Vedas, and inherited many of their ideas about magic, the gods, and the universe. All of these traditions have a concept of the mandala or yantra. Mandala is the Sanskrit word for circle, disc, or halo. Sanskrit being an ancient Indian tongue in which much of the holy literature of the region is written. It is a circular diagram that represents a holy or religious space, used for different purposes depending on the practitioner and the religion. In Buddhism, the mandala is part of meditative techniques in which a person learns to memorize and visualize the symbol, becoming one with it, losing their sense of self within it, a concept that reinforces the Buddhist idea of no self. In other traditions, such as the Tantric, the mandala or yantra represents the sacred space of a specific god or goddess. Memorizing and meditating upon it allows you to draw upon the god's power or to become one with the god and commune with the divine. In the West, the magic traditions of words of power and protective circles took strong hold. Though fire had less of an importance, it was still a major aspect. One of the seven forbidden arts of ceremonial magic was pyromancy, or divination using fire. Multiple religious traditions associated fire with the gods, from the Greek myth of stealing fire to the burning bush which spoke in the Abrahamic texts. But the circle, which in the East represented gods and oneness with the universe, had a very different use for these magicians, closer to its usage in Babylon. A protective barrier keeping evil out and the magician safe within. Traditions were developed as to how to properly draw the circle to protect against whatever it was the magician was summoning, as these spells were mostly centered upon calling on the greater beings for aid in magical works or the granting of wishes. Special words had to be used, and tools such as anathema or sacred dagger. The dagger represented fire, for the way that injuries would burn with pain when cut. The summoning ritual in Silent Hill has many of the standard aspects of a ritual spell. It has a sacrifice, Alessa, the mother of God who was meant to die in order to create it. It has a magic circle, which in origins is shown to have been drawn below Alessa as part of the ritual. While this is not present in the first game, it's a logical assumption. The circle itself has Alessa, Dahlia, and the incubus's names written in Rosaviras, and the symbol is heavily associated with the god and the occult concepts of the cult. It first appeared in Silent Hill 3, the game which focused upon the god's birth, and all the symbols seem to tie into that horrible ritual. This symbol is taken from a devil's pact, used in a trial against a priest in medieval Europe, the signature of Lucifer, implying that this spell is a kind of deal with the devil. But for the most part, its purpose seems to be closer to the Eastern than the Western. This isn't a magic circle meant to keep evil out, but a summoning meant to pull it in. As the mandala represents the gods and the universe, this circle represents the outcome of the spell itself, the god it is summoning, a manifestation of the cult's divinity. But to manifest it, there must be a catalyst, a source of power, the tapas or magia of old. Alessa is burned as an effigy to summon the creature, creating the heat necessary to cast the spell, which is only interrupted due to Travis in Origins, leading to a half-created creature, the child trapped in a manifestation. The god and the girl are one, until the events of the first game, which finally split them and set her free. While much of the halo is likely not meant to be directly interpreted, there's one fascinating detail. This symbol here. It's the zodiac symbol for Libra, but it's also a symbol in alchemy. One that represents sublimination, the process of heating up the subject until it turns into gas to purify it. In at least one magical grimoire, it is also referred to as the symbol for sacrifice. Thank you for listening to this week's Silent Hill Symbolism. If you like what I do and you'd like to support it, please consider becoming a member through Patreon or YouTube. You can get access to extra Silent Hill videos, free copies of my books, and more. Thanks for listening. I'll see you all next time.